Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 25th of June. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely gorgeous...
I'm around the corner, bird and a bike.
Miss Honor, but I can't see you today. What can I see you today?
I don't know.
You're hiding around the corner, aren't you?
I know. I don't mean to.
Anyway, on a bike, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm all right. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. They were asking me where you were from earlier.
Who were they?
I guess they went, she has a lovely accent. Where's it from? I said, she's a pirate.
I know. Yes. Come down from the country.
Yep.
Yep.
So what have you been up to? Tough question, eh?
Well, I've been doing loads.
Have you?
Been doing loads. Book-wise, getting that all just about to... I'll tell you what I've been doing, actually.
Yeah.
Got somebody new started in my business, so they're just about to do all... It's a really exciting time.
So what are they going to be doing?
Well, they are going to be doing... We're going to really go high in on elevating the listeners for my radio show.
Do you do a radio show?
Look at that. Look at that. That's the quickest I've ever put it in the show.
Is it? Yeah,
it's the quickest I've ever plugged it.
1 minute, 30 seconds before she got a plug in.
It's my show, actually, tomorrow. It's called The Conversation. It's on a Wednesday from 1 till 2. It's called The Conversation.
Yeah.
That's where we like to poke people.
Yeah.
I like to see the whole of somebody, not just business.
I'm impressed with that, bud. You've got that 1 minute, 30 seconds. It's pretty good going, really, isn't it?
It's like when you see a Premiership team score a goal in the first minute, you think that's the whole match over with now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's the point? We just go home.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got on your show tomorrow?
So I've got Becky Sims on tomorrow, who's from Reflective Digital. I cannot wait. We are talking all things digital agency.
Fantastic.
And her and why she does it. Because that's what I like to do. I like to see the whole of somebody, not just... And I love you all coming in for business, so thank you. But it's I want to see actually why you're doing what you do. Yeah. How did you make those decisions?
You like a good grilling, don't you?
No, I don't like that at all. I like to have conversations.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Is that why it's called The Conversation and not The Grilling?
That's correct, yes.
That's clever, isn't it? Huh?
Well, I feel you're mocking me.
Am I?
You've got to cater for vegans as well.
You don't even say you don't know.
No, I'll just go for it. I'll just go for it. So what?
Right, yeah. So the other week you called me loser. And now you're calling me.
Yeah, but you
know. Yeah, really supportive, this guy, isn't he? I'm kind of feeling the love. Yeah,
but you turned that around, didn't you?
Thank you. So anyway, so Becky Sims is on tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Really excited about it. Anyway, how are you? Tell us about you.
I'm okay. First of all, let's tell you about the show. I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks at MyZones. MyZones.co.uk, MyZones.com. Do check them out. It's a brand new service coming to Kent, but it's going to be nationwide. It's a business support website where you can get discounts from businesses to buy their products and services. But more than that, you can also earn commission from introducing people to it. So, but the easiest thing is to check it out, myzones.com. Check it out. You can pre-register for it, find out who's on there. But thank you to them, to Linda and the team from MyZones for sponsoring the show. Of course, we'd love to hear from you, all the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You could call me if you wanted on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and please use the hashtag BeBunker.
And they won't get heard if they don't.
If you don't use the Bee Bunker, we'll never find a tweet.
No.
We do try and read all the tweets, although at the end of last week's show, there were 65 left that I hadn't read out. But, you know, I mean, we just ran out of time.
We did.
So if you want to be found and you want to be read out, follow the instructions. Yeah. We're going to have trouble with Tamara, aren't we? She's going to heckle me all the way through this. I can see this coming.
I'll work on it.
We've got a great lineup of guests today, and... we're going to be hearing from them as the show unfolds and finding out all about what they do. And there's some really interesting stuff going on. So let's go from there. I'll tell you what, Bird, you can kick off if you want. You've got something you want to tell us about, I think. You've got a...
Yes. Oh, my, well done.
I was listening to you.
You're on it today. Okay, so do you remember ages ago, I had them on twice, actually. Had them on last year, called the Atlantic Avengers. And they're two men who are both my dear friends, one I've trained with for about 10 years. And they've decided about 3.5 years ago to row the Atlantic.
As you do.
Oh, gosh.
But not only did they decide to row the Atlantic...
to do that.
Yeah, they decided to go from a place that has never been, which was Cadiz, and then across the Bay of Biscay, which has never done. Usually they drop down and go from the Canaries and then over.
And the Bay of Biscay is quite a rough...
That was the hardest bit.
Crossing
they said.
The
they
Bay
couldn't
of Biscay,
get...
that's hardcore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they couldn't get there. So anyway, cut a long story short, they broke, I think, about 4 world records, and they did it in 88 days. So they went to Antigua. Now, we had them on... pre to discuss their thoughts, their feelings, what made them do it. Then I had them on post to discuss the journey. And now they're doing an evening. And it's called An Evening with the Atlantic Avengers. Now, this is at the Channel Suite in Folkestone in Kent. And this is on the 27th. So it's Saturday, the 27th of July, from 7 until 1. Oh, my good Lord, I'm in bed by 9. I don't know what to do there. I love them, but, you know, boys, that's a little bit late. So that's 7 till 1. And tickets are on Eventbrite. So if you think to yourself, what have you just said, Bird? Just give us, we'll put it on the website, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we can get there. So tickets will go because we all want to hear about the stories. Their stories are ridiculous about how they just bobbed around for 8 days with their anchor, you know,
with their anchor down
because they couldn't go anywhere because of this massive storm. So could you imagine just sitting in a little cabin? Very interesting.
That's Steve's worst nightmare. Yeah.
I have met these guys before, and I've been to events where they talk about it, and they take questions, and the first two questions are always exactly the same question.
Toilet.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you go to the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happens when you fall out? Yeah.
Yeah.
And always the first two questions, how do you go to the toilet then?
How do you have an argument?
Yeah.
It's really, and they talk about that. They spoke about it on my show. So yeah, Saturday 27th, and it's from 7 to 1. Go on to Eventbrite. It's An Evening with the Atlantic Avengers.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that. Do get along. We'll put up a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can find a link to the Eventbrite ticket booking. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Dragon Co-working. They say it's Waffle 8. And it's Waffle 8 is sponsored by Westbray Property. And it's coming up on the 18th of July. Spaces are limited, so get booked on today. And it's Eventbrite. .com/waffle8.
So, sounds tasty.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know what happens with it. I see what she did there. She's going to be trouble, isn't she? She's really going to be trouble.
Love a good pun.
They literally do waffle and waffle. It's a networking event where they eat waffles, basically.
Oh, God, he's there. This man, I kid you not, we're in New York, and his sheer delight when he found out that they had a waffle maker in the kitchen for breakfast.
Wow.
Unlimited.
Unlimited waffles.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
We didn't buy one for home.
It's funny, some of those automated things, isn't it? I was in a restaurant recently where they had an automated pancake maker for breakfast as well. Yeah. And that was a bit of a laugh.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I only had the 12. What you got, Bird?
I tell you what, two things. Ethel Bray, you're on it already, so you've now stopped calling me fat and hairy, and now we've gone into 6 months today, and it'll be Christmas Day.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Ethel Bray Limited.
They're away somewhere at the moment, aren't they?
Are they away doing Christmas somewhere?
Yeah, probably. Early Christmas festivities.
And then we've got the first gif off of the day, and that would be from Avexio Limited, and that is High Burden of Bike at Vanilla Web and B Bunker. Have a great show, and she's done me a beautiful gif saying hello there. Hello, love.
Do you know what? I was looking at some of the tweets before we came on, and I'm convinced you're more well-known and liked than what Paul is.
Don't start that. She's doing this deliberately.
Yeah, well,
she's trying to cause problems here, isn't she?
Oh, he's my friend tomorrow. I don't know if I can go there with you.
Everything on there was about how wonderful Burden of Bike is, how cool, fun.
How good-looking, how cool, how lovely she is. Yeah. It's all true.
That was my new employee that I've just put in. They're all on it. I'm like, get all over that show.
That's why she was reticent to tell us what she was doing.
Sabotaging social media.
Yeah.
Get on there.
Building up her credibility.
Yeah. By the demise of everybody else.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, Tazzy64 on the Twitter. Hello, Paul, Bird and guests. On my way to Sussex for the start of another Be Yourself workshop. So we'll catch up later on the listen again. Can I have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for the Sitting Bourne Careers Fair next week on Thursday, July the 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Totally free to attend. 25 plus employers there, plus short 10-minute workshops on how to present yourself, how to motivate yourself, how to write a CV that gets you a job, and how to find your talent. So there's loads of little bite-sized workshops for you to attend for nothing. You just rock up and go to whatever ones you want to, a lot of information, and then you can wander around and meet up to 25 employers. And that's taking place in Sittingbourne at the Apple Yard, 4th of July, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Just turn up and come in.
Nice. I feel like we've been doing this far too long.
Yeah, probably.
When you get the same email each year and you know it's that time of year.
Here again,
here we go again. So we have, and I love reading this, by the way. It isn't you, Armed Forces Day or the Battle of Britain Air Show Day or Combined Ops Military Show Day. It's just the fact I read this every year. It's brilliant. So here we go. This summer, there are four unmissable family events taking place at Headcorn Aerodrome, set in the heart of beautiful Kent countryside, offering something for everyone. So get your diary ready. 29th of June, that's Armed Forces Day. And this event is free to enter, and the visitors will have a chance to meet cadets and service personnel and veterans. Then you've got the Battle of Britain Air Show, and that's on the 6th and 7th of July. Who doesn't love an air show? And that's sit back and relax and enjoy the Battle of Britain. And that starts at around 11 a.m. and 3:30, and they've got Spitfires, Hurricanes, and lots of other period aeroplanes. Thank you. Even a tiger moth. Who knew?
Yeah.
Then you've got Combined Ops Military and Air Show, and that's on the 10th and 11th of August. And this is where they Combined Ops Military and Air Show is a unique event with a variety of vintage and modern aircraft displays. Then you've got Southern Model Show, and that's on the 7th and 8th of September. So the kids have gone back to school, so this will be like, let's just take them out for the weekend. And this is it's at Maidstone Model Flying Club, and this will show you and feature a stunning array of model aircraft, helicopters, ships, tanks, and other vehicles.
Fantastic.
Now, where you need to go is to book your tickets is www.headcornevents.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you. That's always a brilliant, brilliant
Isn't
set
it?
Of events, yeah.
I think I've read it out four times now.
Yeah.
That's how long we've been here.
Yeah, they do. Well, we've been here a bit longer, but they do it every year. But you have. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I want to say a big thank you to Tony and the team at Chips and Dinks for fixing my car. Thank you. They've done a brilliant job.
Oh, really?
Not only did they do a brilliant job.
That is another brilliant name for a business.
What, Chips and Dinks?
I loved it.
It's great, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah. They did a fantastic job for me, and their aftercare service was second to none. Highly recommend them. If you've had a little scratchy poo on your car, or in fact a dirty great dent, they'll come and sort you out.
Mm.
And not only that, right, my mate that does cheeky chairs, I bought six dining room chairs, zebra stripe chairs, absolutely gorgeous, black with zebra stripe cushions. But I had a pine dining room table, and Tony sprayed my table to match the chairs.
Beautiful.
It looks absolutely stunning.
Really?
Yeah. It looks stunning. Really, really, nice. Really brilliant. Anyway, I've had an email from the lovely folks at the University of Kent, from the Kent Business School. And they said, "Dear Paul, we'd like to make you aware of a workshop for SMEs at the Kent Business School. And we've been asked to promote this on behalf of the FSB Kent and Be the Business. The event is taking place at the historic dockyard on the 28th of June from 2 till 4 p.m. And there are still some places available for SMEs who have implemented new technology or software in their business in the last 2 or 3 years. SMEs will have the opportunity to meet Kelly Tolhurst MP, who happens to also be the Minister for Small Business, who will address the audience at the event. Attendees will join a specially selected group of SME leaders to uncover evidence to help Be the Business to develop a new source of independent, on your side, customer advice for SMEs looking to improve their performance through technology. The session will focus on what motivates small businesses to adopt new technology and digital services like cloud accountancy and CRM systems. What is the most challenging about introducing a new system? What are the pitfalls other businesses like yours should look out for? And what would it take to encourage more firms to take up productivity enhancing software solutions?" So there's the agenda is 2 o'clock, welcome from the FSB. 2:10, short address from Kelly Tolhurst MP. At 4:15, there's a workshop. And at 3:30, there's networking. If you're interested in going, you need to contact Flergy Herter, and her email address is f.hoette@kent.ac.uk, or you can phone her on Canterbury 01227 824 068. That's Canterbury 01227 824 068. I will be there. I'll see you there
when
too.
When is it?
It's this Friday, the 28th of June, 2 till 4pm in the afternoon.
I could probably go.
Yeah.
I like going over to the University of Kent bits and pieces.
Yeah, so it's the Medway campus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and it's actually taking place at the dockyard. Yeah. You know, go along. It's going to be good fun.
I always find the networking and the conversations that you have there absolutely on a different level. They're very, like I say every week, don't I, that academia seems to actually embrace everybody's opinions, not just your own.
Well, especially the University of Kent Business School, we do a lot with them because they support the show. And they're incredibly keen on getting to know small businesses better. Because like most organisations in previous years, in older centuries, they've always concentrated on bigger businesses. And now people are starting to realise that everything in the economy actually happens around small businesses, not big businesses. You know, I reel off the stats all the time. There are 5.7 million businesses in this country, and 5.67775 of them are small. 99.7% of businesses have less than 200 employees.
Isn't that, I think that was something about in the financial crisis, the reason why Germany managed to avoid a lot of it was precisely because
it had the Mittelstand.
Absolutely.
Most of Germany's business is what's called the Mittelstand, which are small businesses. We do too. We're a nation of small businesses, thank you, Mr. Napoleon. But we haven't recognised it enough. And that, I think that's what people are trying to address, and certainly the government. Because there's another statistic in there. They're talking about the uptake of technology amongst small businesses. The research I read and checked, because I didn't believe it, is that 76% of small businesses have no digital presence in the UK.
Is it as high as that?
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
And we keep questioning that because we don't believe it, do we, really?
I don't believe it, and I go back and check it. But what they're saying is they don't have a business presence. So, you know, the owner of the business has a Facebook page or a Twitter handle or whatever, but they don't have a business presence.
Oh, right. So they've got a front, but no soul behind it.
And, of course, that's dangerous because people mix up their personal stuff with their business stuff. Yeah. And in the times we live in at the moment where everybody's killing each other, depending on what side of the Brexit fence you're on, it's getting really... You know, I've seen some really stupid things put out by people that are in business telling people from the other side of the argument that they can do one and they're never going to talk to them again. And you think, this is half your customer base you're talking to. Don't be stupid. Yes.
But, you know, there's a reason why a lot of businesses fail, and that's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So 76% of businesses, small businesses, have no digital presence for a business at all. Unbelievable, isn't it? And this is going some way towards addressing that. So I'll be there and I'll see you there.
Yeah, see you there this Friday, 2 o'clock. Cool.
At the dockyard.
The giff-off has begun.
Have they?
The war has been uptaken. Here we go. Diamond Circle Weddings. It says, hi, Burden of Bike and Vanilla Web. Loving the banter on a Tuesday lunchtime. Oh, how we love an air show. Laugh out loud. Love it. So this is what we love about this. We like you to interact with us immediately. Look, I'm bang on it. I'm here at Twitter, aren't I? On Twitter, you can see me. I'm forever looking. So we want you to talk to us on this area. Let us know. What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
So what, Diamond Circle, are they going to the air show?
Are you going to the air show, Diamond Circle Weddings? Let us know.
Are they getting married there? Is that what's happening?
I don't think so, love.
Okay.
No.
Cool. I want to know, Diamond Circle Weddings are a very new listener. They've been listening the last couple of weeks, so it'd be interesting why don't you tweet us in some more, tell us a bit more about what you do.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Fantastic.
What have you learnt this week in business?
What have I learned? She likes asking good questions, doesn't she? I don't know I've learned anything. I've had a bit of a rubbishy time in the last few days.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, my bank.
Nice.
Won't let me spend my own money. By giving it to the government. I'm trying to pay my corporation tax bill. As you can imagine, that's fairly large, yeah? So I've got 4 days to pay it, yeah?
Yeah.
So I go into my internet banking to pay it, and it goes, you can't pay a bill that large.
Oh, don't you hate that one?
I hate that. It's my money.
I've had that one before. Drives me barmy.
Yeah. So I call them, and they go,
come
in. Why have you called? But the first thing was, I called and it said, what's your date of birth? So I told them and they went, wrong.
You've done this before, though.
Yeah, but it's my date of birth. I was there. I know. I was there at the time.
Wrong.
It's wrong. Such a catch-22, though, isn't it? Because, like, you know, if they didn't sit there and restrict these large transactions, if somebody pulled all that money out of your account and it wasn't you, you'd be going, hang on, how did somebody, you know, get away with that?
Yeah. It is difficult. You're absolutely right, Tamara. Security is difficult, and I know that from the other side of the fence, because I used to be head of electronic banking at a very well-known bank. So I know what it's like, but you've also got to be a bit sensible. And the problem is...
know your date of birth. That's sensible.
If you can remember your date of birth, it helps.
You're in.
Yeah. But it was just one of those things, and then I got banned. Because my date of birth was wrong. And then I got banned from phoning them. So I'm not allowed to phone them, because...
Your date of birth is banned. Does that mean you're not bored?
Yeah. I failed the security, So now they've got to send it out in the post, So I'm going to...
Does that mean you get reborn?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, it's just crazy stuff.
So how could you have prevented that?
Well, I don't think you can, They choose the questions they're going to ask you. If they've got the wrong data... There's not much you can do about it, really, is there?
Interesting.
What do you do? You go,
branch, maybe?
Yeah. I mean,
it's just bizarre. Mate,
don't get me started on the credit reference agencies when they do this. That's a whole other topic in and of itself. Yeah.
And one of the problems is branches now don't. Their answer is you better go into a branch and talk to them. But the fact is, you go into a branch, they go, dunno.
And they've closed half of them down.
Yeah, yeah, most of the branches are closed anyway, and there's no one in them that can do anything. They go, well, I don't know, you have to do that online.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So they just send you around in circles, and there's a way out of it. I'll just move bank accounts. I'll just close the bank account and go somewhere else.
We closed our business bank account.
I don't suffer it for long because I'm just not happy with it. Anyway, so that's what happened to me this week, which was a laugh, which I'm still going through.
Michael Parks surveyors have sent us in a great photo. I love their photos, but this one they have excelled. And they said, we are very experienced and undertake regular continual professional development to ensure we are completely up to date and able to provide you with the best possible property advice. And today they have given us their office dog.
Yeah.
I love it. Parks surveyors, we love you. We love you when you send us in these extraordinary buildings, haven't they?
Yep.
Did you see Friday of last week was bring your dog to work? Then?
Yeah.
We had ours on our boat.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Michael Parks are my favourite people at the moment.
Yeah, why?
Because they've introduced
us... What have you bought?
No, because they've introduced us to a whole new line of listeners. This is a bit obscure, but Dee Ford, who's one of the directors of Michael Parks, was a guest on the show a few weeks ago. And we got inundated with listeners from Alabama, okay? And it turns out that Dee Ford is the name of the Alabama College NFL quarterback, who is rather well known, And the Twitter handles got mixed up, So where we're going, Dee Ford is on our show. They all tuned in to listen to their star quarterback, who turned out to be a lady from a surveyor's in Kent. But they did know that because they made the mistake quite some time ago and Dee had put them right, but they continued to follow her. Yeah. And
she
built up a relationship with all these people in Alabama.
Lovely.
Yeah. About it. And so they all listened into the show because she was on and they'd never heard her speak.
So I
got some fantastic emails asking me what various words we were using meant in American rather than English and asking me some interesting questions. So that was brilliant. Do you know what, though? I'm going to play some Cheesy Tunage.
It's late today.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit late. So we'll play a bit of Cheesy Tunage and then when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest. Go on, quickly. It's such a cheesy link. Sailing, isn't it?
I knew you were going to play this one.
You did. It's the only one. It's the only one on the database with sailing in it.
I am sailing home again. Cross the sea. I am sailing. Stormy. I am flying.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 25th of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Sarah Ann Lucas, Bird on a Bike.
Wow. Wow.
I got all formal there.
Thanks.
You didn't know that was your name, did you?
You're really mocking me today.
Feeling the love.
Today? The love. Today? Yeah. What's today got to do with
it? Maybe I'm just aware of it today.
Yeah.
Do you not think, though, that you can never actually banter like that much with somebody unless you really are that close and care about one another immensely? Otherwise, they would turn around and snot you one or something.
Yeah. 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 Okay, tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, they do that anyway. Yeah.
Very quick, I had a tweet from Sarah Hawes, who is Izzy PR, and her Twitter handle is PR Izzy, IZZY, PR. PR Izzy PR. And she says, can I have a shout out to your listeners, please? We've got some exciting news about your business, but how do you write a great press release? Who do you pitch it to and how? And she's got a workshop on this, and the workshop is taking place on Friday, the 12th. Of July, and it's at the Centre for Mind, Body and Spirit, Farthing Corner, Raynham, over there in Medway. The tickets are on Eventbrite, but if you follow her, PR Izzy PR, on the Twitter, you can find out all about it.
I like that, and I'll tell you why, because there's something else that I think is really missing with speakers, and if you want some PR, is how do you write a really great bio? I ask for people's bios all the time for guests.
Yeah.
They're missing a trick on what they can really grab attention with.
Creative writing is a real art that very few people have well enough, basically. Yeah, you know.
You just have to keep practicing it, though, don't you?
I've got 900 blogs on the radio website, and I tweet out most of them every day. and trying to write something that entices people to read the blog is hellishly difficult. To make it interesting and to stand out amongst all the other things that you see. And I experiment with it on a regular basis, and I never get it right. I ought to go to a workshop, really, didn't I? That's what I ought to do.
Well, you've got to ask yourself, actually, is it the content or is it the algorithm that you're writing it for?
Yeah, yeah.
They've got this great, experiment about how the algorithm changes just by changing
some
the title.
Words. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can flip it around and you get from 1 million even to 20, you know.
Oh, we were talking about this the other day. Amanda showed me a video on Facebook, right, and it was of someone peeling garlic bulbs.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, did you see it?
I saw it.
But did you see 9 million views?
We were one of them.
What? And we've
so
all seen it.
So what is that giving somebody?
Yeah.
AMSR? Is that something to do with that?
I don't know. It was just somebody garlic. Peeling garlic bulbs.
There's a thing about sounds. There's a thing thing called AMSR that people are really into at the moment to do with sounds. If you look it up, there's tons and tons of YouTube videos about it.
Okay.
It's that kind of thing. But these kind of...
Yeah, yeah. It could have been that, but 9 million saddos actually watched it. Yeah.
and you were one of them.
And I was one
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
But the funny thing was, Amanda then was making a meal, and she was watching the video to peel garlic bulbs, and it didn't work. So she had to watch the video about 5 times. And I said, that's why it's got 9 million views, because everybody keeps re-watching it, because it didn't work.
Clever.
It actually is a con. Yeah.
Clever. Well, I want to show people that actually when we ask you to tweet in, and you tweet in, that we then reply to you. So Diamond Circle Weddings, where do I start? So, yes, we are a new company into our second week. Amazing. I love that.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I know. And that's what we're both
brilliant.
Big smiles here. So thank you for the love. And we will keep listening to your show. Going to Folkestone Armed Forces Day this Sunday. So I will be there because it's literally just across from me. So so see you there. Come and say hello to me, Diamond Circle Weddings. But this is what they do. Mm. Now, you've gone a bit mad, Diamond Circle Weddings. This is the cheapest bit of advertising you've ever had. But I love you for it. So you're having it. Here we go. So they are a unique wedding design company with the ethos that we work with as well for their clients. They blend elements of the venue dressing, lighting, sound and special effects. I'm shortening this down. So we are totally customer focused. They're based in Kent, but will travel all over the southeast. And they believe in networking and building relationships with their suppliers within the industry. And this is what I love. We think outside the box and use technology to help us to create the wow factor for our bride and groom's day. They are Polly and Paul. We love that we love what we do, and we feel honoured to be part of our clients' special day. Here's the best bit. P.S. we are not getting married. So there you go, Polly and Paul. Love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Give them a follow on the Twitter. It's DC Weddings UK. DC Weddings UK is their Twitter handle.
We'll keep
Give
listening.
Them a follow. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Polly. Thank you, Paul. Brilliant. We'll get married
sometime. Well, we're presuming they're together. We don't even know if they're together.
They probably don't even know
each other. We've started a whole story about Diamond Star called Weddings now.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
I want to talk to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Monkey Show for the very first time, Rebecca Smith, who is Deputy CEO of Social Enterprise Kent.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure and lovely to see you in your lovely smiling face looking across the studio here. So, Rebecca, kick off by telling us about SEK, Social Enterprise Kent, what you are, what you do, and why you do it.
Okay. So Social Enterprise Kent have been around since the 80s, and we were started by two social entrepreneurs who were ahead of their time, really, and they started up trying to help women predominantly get back into work after having children, and they started a social enterprise, which was all about domiciliary care and home help, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And we still run that today, and that's called All Seasons. It's our head office down there is in Thanet, and we deliver thousands of hours of care across Kent.
Right.
So that's the main part of where we started. Mm. We grew and grew, and the carers all needed training, so we started delivering training. And that's a very big part of what we do now. Mm. So we deliver training from anything from safeguarding, moving and handling, first aid, through to supervisory training and time management, all those types of courses. So the next bit of what we do is we help people get back into employment. So we still do what our founders set out to do. And we've got a couple of contracts, one down in Folkestone under it's called a Working Together. It's about helping people get back into employment. And also we've got Building Better Opportunities, National Lottery funded program. Again, helping for those two particular contracts, we help people who are over the age of 50 experiencing some kind of issue with getting back into work. And we help people with learning disabilities and physical disabilities get into employment. And then the other part of what we do is some community programs. So we have, again, down in Thanet, we have a program called Ageless Thanet, which is helping people over the age of 50, again, who are experiencing social isolation to integrate with their community, to, you know, so a lot of people, when you get older and you retire or you're not working, you start thinking, who do I speak to? I don't, you know, or a loved one dies.
It's interesting, isn't it, that phenomena, because it happens right across Kent, because Kent is still a very rural county, especially like on the Marsh and on Planet Thanet and places like that. Mm-hmm. It's very rural. Older people have a tendency to stop driving or, you know, couldn't afford cars in the first place. We don't have anything remotely like public transport anywhere, you know, apart from the rail network, which is, you know, unidirectional. You can go to London or not, basically. So public transport is very lacking, especially in rural areas. Mm. So you can become isolated very, Absolutely. Very quickly. Yeah.
Which
is really bad.
Mm. Yeah. And I think everybody knows that parts of Thanet are quite deprived, that parts aren't. Yeah. But it's about helping the whole community. And we've got a really great part of that program is about Ageless Thanet or Ageless Entrepreneurs and age-friendly businesses. So we're really trying to engage the business community in that particular program. We've got an Ageless Reward Card, older people themselves have a card. They go into the participating businesses and they might get a discount on their coffee, or we've got one of the cab firms down there are you get discounts on your taxi ride and that type of thing. So that's one of our community programs. We've got another one that's about helping people navigate the social services. It's called Community Navigation Program. It's a really good new program funded by Kent County Council. And then
I'm fascinated by the whole range of things you do. There's a lot of them I want to come back to and ask you some questions and put some input into. Yeah. But just picking up on that, it's interesting as well, isn't it? As technology kicks in and more things are done online, so they don't have any personal contact any longer, you know. And this is one of my big things for, you know, why I talk to banks and people like that, is you have to design systems that suit people that aren't technically literate to be able to use them. I had a phone call from my mum just before we went on air. My mum's 90. Yeah. She's really brilliant. I had a phone call saying, I've just had a phone call from BT who told me that my bank account's been compromised. And I said,
oh, no.
It's a scam. She said, I know. I told them what.
I love and put the
phone down. But so many people wouldn't, you know, get targeted. And that's because we've put so much online now and you can't ask anybody simple questions like, what does this form mean? Yeah. And I'll give you an example of that. My partner Amanda was filling in her end of year tax thing. So this wasn't something that the general public would do. And HMRC had contrived to use the same expression to describe two completely different things. Yeah.
Well,
in the same form, which was completely unhelpful because you didn't know which one was, you know, what you filled in which one.
Oh, yeah.
So designing online stuff is really important. And then being able to help people with that kind of thing is even more important.
So that program's called Connect Well East Kent, and it's run by our lovely Jack Packman. And we have a system that is a social prescribing system. So people can, it's again digital, but for people who are digitally able, can go onto the website and match what they need. So say, for example, I'm looking for a yoga class. You can go in and have a look and look at yoga classes and things like that.
Right.
So, with some help from the GPs in referrals and things like that. And then the final thing that we do is we help social enterprises. And that's kind of my bag. I've worked in the last couple of months. We had some funding from the Southeast Business Boost. So through the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. So I've been working with 25 social enterprises across Kent with anything that they might need. So it might be funding or impact analysis or finance or anything they really might need. And I've worked with some amazing social enterprises in the last wee while.
Absolutely. I want to kind of talk about that and something you said early on as well in a moment. Social enterprises are a thing.
They
are part of the zeitgeist. There's a lot of people looking at social entrepreneurialism, social businesses, and the type of businesses that make a difference, and quite right too.
Yeah.
One of my things, and I'm kind of making a statement of this, but I'm asking a question as much as making a statement, is I operate as an angel investor. I invest in startup businesses, and I get approached by a lot of people that go, it's going to be a social enterprise, it's going to be a CIO, it's going to be a CIC, it might even be a charity. And when I look, the trouble is that they're going about it and they're opting to do that because they think it stops them having to make a profit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really fatal. Yeah, because no matter what kind of organisation you are, you actually need an excess of income over expenditure, otherwise you won't survive.
Yeah, and social enterprises, by their nature, want to make a profit.
Yeah.
Profit isn't a dirty word. The more profit you make, the more you can invest back into your
community. Reinvest it back into the business.
Into whatever social impact that you have. They're just basically businesses with a heart. And I've got a really good statistic here, actually, from the Social Enterprise UK. And 47% of social enterprises grew their turnover in the last 12 months, compared with 34% of UK businesses. So, you know, and 25% of social enterprises are under three years old, which is three times the proportion of startups compared to other businesses.
Yeah.
So you said social enterprises are a thing now.
Yeah.
They definitely are.
Yeah, a massive thing. Yeah.
You know, they're a legitimate business and a really good way of helping to make a difference in a community, but also a difference in economic regeneration of businesses. I've been doing a fantastic bit of work with Ashford Borough Council to help map social enterprises recently. And there are some amazing social enterprises in this area and in Kent.
Yep.
As a philosophy as well, I think for the human race, it's a
absolutely,
really good thing to kind of, you know, this planet isn't, it's infinite. I mean, it isn't infinite, is it? So to actually be thinking in that way is really good.
And there's a social enterprise for every kind of different thing that you can possibly think of.
Yeah.
So I work with a social enterprise in Ashford called Bear Bazaar, and it's all about reducing plastic. So it's a plastic-free supermarket in effect. But then I work with a great social enterprise in Herne Bay called Retreat into Wonderland, which is a social enterprise that helps animals who would have gone and had a horrible fate somewhere else.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then cafes, there's Lily's Kitchen over in Canterbury who help. They're a great social enterprise. If you can check them out, they help people get meaningful employment. So people with learning disabilities, people who have experienced homelessness, ex-offenders, and they give them real work paid work. Mm. I mean, just that's just a few, right. So many. Yeah.
It's a fantastic concept because you've got this, as Steve said, you've got this kind of humanness about it. Mm. It's an enterprise made to make things better, absolutely, not just to make a profit.
Yeah.
But it's using free market techniques to actually do it, which are really powerful. A really powerful ways of running a business.
Yeah.
So it's purely the ownership structure, really, of the business that is different.
Yeah.
And, you know, where the profits go. And for social enterprises, they reinvest everything back into the business.
Yeah.
It's also, we talked about Germany earlier, just a little political dig. One of the things, one of the reasons Germany survived better in the financial crash than we did is that in Germany, the Mittelstand, your profits... you're taxed on your corporation tax on profits after you've reinvested in the business.
Mm.
In the UK, we've taxed before.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Huge. And I think it's, you know, social enterprises have to pay tax. There's no kind of...
Yeah. You know, there's no difference, around. Is it? It's just the ownership structure and who gets the loot at the end of the day.
Yeah. And it's all about trading for social benefit, really.
I want to come back to something you said right up front because it's something that I'm passionate about. And you talked about helping people with supported needs back into work.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing for me. We have a problem in this country. We don't have enough people to do the jobs that we've got.
Yeah.
To all intents and purposes, we have full employment. At 32.5 million people, we have unemployment 3.8%. It's the lowest it's been since about 1975, actually, but it's sadly better. But currently, we have 840,000 unfilled jobs.
Yeah.
And we're on course to make another 660,000 jobs over the next 18 months, and we've got no one to do them. Although that's not true. We have got people to do them. We've just been ignoring them. Mm. Yeah,
there's a lack of skill development in this country.
Yeah, there is. There's also with people with supported needs, there's a fear. Yeah. We discussed earlier the fact that so many things are small businesses now, and the problem: small businesses employ most people in this country in the private sector now. But the problem is, for most small businesses, they don't have HR departments. They don't have specialist areas. It's normally the lady that owns the business, who's a business specialist in her field, that's trying to run a business and then employing some people along the way.
Yeah.
And one of the problems with employing people with supported needs is fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people go, oh, I don't know. I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Mm-hmm.
When we try to get work experience for our young adults, we always get the same thing that says, well, we would pull, but, you know, if the fire alarms went off, they'd never hear them. And we go, do you know what? We've never thought of that. You know, so it's about introducing people to what's available to help you. Because in a supported community, there is unlimited amounts of talent and ability at all kinds of levels.
Absolutely.
And it's been ignored. So that's my little rant about it, because I'm really quite passionate about that.
And that's, I mean, the programs, our programs, but also other programs, Kent Supported Employment are another really good organisation. But we will help get over that fear factor. We will go in with organisations to an employer and help, certainly in the first wee while, until both parties feel comfortable, the employee and the employer.
Yeah.
But it's also older people. So if our Building Better Opportunities contract is about helping people over the age of 50 get back into employment.
Why should you keep looking at me?
And me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've just been looking at your website and it says plus 50. I'm like,
no,
that's me.
But, you know, I mean,
maybe that's me.
But I have a real problem. I personally have a real problem with that definition of older people, because you're not old at 50, but there are lots of people who are between the ages of 50 plus, well, to retirement age. That's a good 17, 18 years that, you know, you could still be working and still need to support your families and yourselves and pay the mortgage. And
There's the demographic of this country is getting older and older and older. I saw a thing the other day. I can't remember exactly the stats, but it doesn't matter because I'll make them up.
Is it 42% of all statistics are made up on the spot?
Exactly, yeah. No, 42.3% recurring, actually. The demographic is changing. Our birth rate is dropping, which is what happens in advanced societies anyway, and we're living longer. And I think it was by 2040, people over the age of 50 will outnumber people below the age of 50 by sort of 2-to-1 or something. So we're storing up a big problem. Absolutely. Although it's not actually necessarily just a big problem, you know, because life's evolving to cope with it as well. Because we're living longer, we're living healthier as well. So we're actually working longer as well. Yeah. So in years gone past, you know, you retired age 65 and dropped dead a couple of years later without being funny. Yeah. And people don't always think about this. I looked up these statistics. At the turn of the 20th century, 1900, life expectancy in the United Kingdom was 31. That's staggering, isn't it? Yeah.
You think about it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even within parts...
I've got food older than that.
I can't remember the actual statistics, but there's a bus route around Thanet. And your life expectancy, if you live in Cliftonville, is considerably less than if you live in Broadstairs. And that, and that's still frightening. So we look at social inequality as well. But also just on employability, we've got an employability day on Friday down at the Folkestone Job Centre. So come along to that if you're interested. It's at 10 a.m.
Fantastic.
Down at the Job Centre.
Cool. Well, getting the Sittingbourne Job Fair that I told you about, we're going to be doing one in Folkestone. It's the next one after Sittingbourne, which will be in September. We'll let you know about that.
Excellent.
You can come along.
It's
all free. You can come along. It's we don't charge anything to come to them. So we'd love to have you there. So
you know,
that would be great. Love what you're doing,
Thank
Rebecca.
You.
You're doing so many different things as well, which is fantastic. Yeah.
Can I do a quick shout out for a couple of events?
Yeah, of course you can.
Really?
Yeah.
So we've got a Social Enterprise Kent and Medway conference coming up in, well, I say coming up, it's still a way away, 11th of October. And we also have social enterprise networking events across the county. So the social enterprise networking events are all free. We had one this morning in Ashford at our office, but we've got another one happening in Canterbury on the 24th of July.
And they'll be what happens at those events, Rebecca?
So we just get together, we talk with like-minded people, we have a guest speaker each day.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and we have breakfast and
so it's kind of it's networking for social enterprises.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And presumably it's a good forum to come along if you're thinking about starting a social enterprise, to get to meet people that have done it.
Yeah, because there are some good stories, but you often learn the most from the people who have
had a bit of a problem. Yeah. No, absolutely. We all learn from experience, do we not? We all learn to ride a bicycle by falling off.
Absolutely.
Even when your mum had stabilisers on it, as soon as they came off, bang, over you went. So when's the event in Canterbury?
So that's on the 24th of July at Westgate Hall. You can book on it, Eventbrite, all of our events and things are on Eventbrite, so follow Social Enterprise Kent.
Fantastic. Rebecca, if people want to find out more about Social Enterprise Kent, what's the best way to do that?
A couple of ways. So you could go to our website, which is www.sekgroup.org.uk. You can give us a call. You can tweet us at SOCENTKENT, so yep. Sock and Kent. Same thing on Facebook, and we're now on Instagram. Which is very exciting.
Wow.
I know we're late to the table with Instagram, but we're really happy about that. We're over there. LinkedIn, obviously, and you can email me at r.smith@sekgroup.org.uk. I'd love to hear from other social enterprises and organisations that are wanting to partner up with us.
Fantastic. And if you follow the Business Bunker on Twitter, you'll see quite a number of tweets and blogs that we tweet out on behalf of SEK as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so do check all of those out. Rebecca, for the moment, thank you so much for that. It's really fascinating talking to you. Keep on keeping on doing what you're doing. It's
thank
really
you.
Brilliant. And we love the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us on The Bunker Show.
Thanks for having me.
And do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Rebecca Smith of Social Enterprise Kent, thank you so much. We've got a couple of minutes before we join the newsroom, so you could probably do a tweet or two or an email, whichever you fancy, Bird.
Hey, Bird and the Bike and Vanilla Web, shout out please. We are proud sponsors and exhibitors at Tech Expo UK on the 26th of September. Web design, digital marketing, media training and podcast studio hire. And that's that amazing company of www.wibblywobblyway, which is fruitbowlmedia.com.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, we got loads and loads of tweets coming here. I'm trying to...
Well, Pamela says, have a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Pamela from Angry Digital Media. Now, there's a lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Pamela.
And we got a dancing clover leaf gif as well into the bargain.
I want
that.
More gif.
Yeah,
we,
yeah.
Sometimes we have loads of them and then they go sparse.
Oh, we've had a tweet from Me Now Co on the Twitter. It was great to see you at the FSB Southeast official Forces Armed Forces Covenant event last Friday. A huge shout out to all our serving military and veterans ahead of Armed Forces Day this Saturday, the 29th of June. Very quickly, I went to an event with Tom Tuckenhat, the MP for Tunbridge, who's ex-forces himself. And we were talking to a group of businesses in Tunbridge Wells about hiring veterans. And there's a thing called the Armed Forces Covenant, which a business can sign, which says that you do lots of things to help people rehabilitate from the forces into the world of work. It's a thing that staggers me a lot. People from the armed forces are incredibly highly trained, highly skilled, loyal and dependable, and they still find it difficult to get work when they leave the forces. And yeah. I just don't understand why that would be.
One of the highest areas of mental health issues yeah. that go unaddressed as yeah. well.
Army Alliance, yeah, another good social enterprise. They, yeah. Well, part charity, part social enterprise. They do some fantastic work with getting people, ex-armed forces, back into work.
Yeah. So we went to an event last Friday, which was really great. And thank you for that, Barry, for mentioning that and reminding me. And it's Armed Forces Day this weekend, so do join in with that. You can have one more, Bird, and then I think we'll join the newsroom.
Oh, excellent. Right, so that's Maidstone Business Awards, Thursday the 27th of June, Mark Your Great Danes, and then Ashford Business Awards, I hate saying it, but it's a Wednesday, 28th of November, Ashford International.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Jules.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's all right.
I never see her anymore.
No, she's in Vietnam. She says, hi, Vanilla Webb, we're listening from Vietnam, a very glam and dynamic Bloomberg Frontier Forum initiated by New Markets Media, which is Gavin, her husband's company, talking about emerging markets. And they're there with Michael Bloomberg, the ex-mayor of New York, and they're listening to The Bunker Show right now from Vietnam. So thank you.
You know why, don't you?
Because they're bored.
Because we're global.
Yeah, we are global. That is very true. We're global. We're in Vietnam. We're big in Vietnam. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. And when we come back, we've got some more fabulous guests to talk to.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
A retrial has been set for David Duckingfield. It's over alleged manslaughter by gross negligence at Hillsborough. 95...